Text B. Tai Chi Chuan, a symbol of Chinese culture. Tai Chi Chuan, or Tai Chi, an ancient and unique Chinese form of exercise or attack and defense, is popular throughout the world. Practitioners such as Yang Chengfu and Su Lu Tang in the early 20th century promoted the art for its health benefits. Its global following may be attributed to the overall benefit to personal health. Many forms are practiced, both traditional and modern. Most modern styles trace their development to the five traditional schools: Chen, Yang, Wu Hao, Wu, and Sun. All trace their historical origins to Chen Village, China. As exercise, Tai Chi Chuan is designed to provide relaxation in the process of body conditioning exercise and is drawn from the principles of Tai Chi, especially including the harmonizing of the yin and yang, respectively, the passive and active principles. It employs flowing, rhythmic, deliberate movements with carefully specified positions. But in fact, no two masters teach the system exactly alike. As a mode of attack and defense, Tai Chi Chuan resembles Kung Fu and is properly considered a martial art. It may be used with or without weapons. Free hand exercise to promote health was practiced in China as early as the 3rd century, and by the 5th century, monks at the Buddhist monastery of Shaolin were performing exercises emulating the five creatures: bear, bird, deer, monkey, and tiger. The snake was added later. And by the early Ming Dynasty, the yin and yang principles had been added to harmonize the whole. An assimilation of these developments, the art of Tai Chi Chuan was codified and named in the early Qing Dynasty. Tai Chi consists of a series of continuous, smooth, and graceful yet purposeful movements linked together to produce a standard form or routine. The principles of the Tai Chi forms are to move in a relaxed manner, using concentration and breathing to direct each posture. In this way, we can improve overall strength and agility in the legs, relaxation in the upper body, and suppleness in the waist. The waist is a very important feature of Tai Chi since it acts as a pivot for the body, developing fluidity, balance, and power. Movements are rounded to maintain stability and to keep the joints open and muscles relaxed. This structure facilitates the passage of qi, or vital energy, throughout the body. There are numerous benefits of practicing Tai Chi. If practiced regularly, seriously, and correctly, then the benefits are huge. Health-wise, Tai Chi is not a quick fix, and the greatest benefits will be achieved long-term. Among the most apparent health benefits are an increase in general health and fitness, greater endurance, longevity, greater mental clarity, and calmness and increased physical capabilities. Tai Chi has been widely practiced around the world for defense training and health benefits. World Tai Chi Day has been officially announced, recognized, or supported by government ministries and bodies in countries worldwide. More and more people have been joining, not only Chinese or Asians, but also people from various races and cultural backgrounds. Antonio Livio, a senior living in New York, has been learning and practicing Tai Chi for 4 years. "I enjoy the philosophy of the Asians and also of Tai Chi," he said. Based on the three features of hygiene and health, martial arts and sports, and culture and self-cultivation, Tai Chi Chuan will have great potential for improving global health, promoting the development of sports, and promoting the spread of multiculturalism. The concepts of harmony, unity, tolerance, hardness, and softness that it conveys transcend the limitations of countries, races, and religions, and share the wisdom of ancient China with people all over the world. Tai Chi is the heritage of the world and the wealth of mankind. It is our common responsibility to protect, inherit, and develop Tai Chi and Tai Chi culture well, and it is also a great achievement for the benefit of mankind.